My, my, my. Here, Genesis chapter 5. I'm just going to take my time here tonight because I've got a lot of ground to cover. I really do. I don't always say this. I've got a lot of ground to cover here tonight. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. Mm-hmm. And Enoch walked with God. Notice this. I'm going to bring this out later in this message here. And Enoch walked with God. When did he walk with God? After he begat Methuselah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. 300 years. And begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I'd like to talk to us tonight, and he walked with God. Amen.
Right.
And he walked with God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to walk with God,
yes.
Don't you? Amen. Not a whole lot is said in the Word of God concerning, amen, Enoch, praise God. Just a couple references in the entire Word of God has to do with Enoch, and not near as much on Enoch as there are patriarchs, Brother Ronnie, of the Word of God, such as Moses and Abraham, and even I mentioned Job, a whole entire book entitled to Job, but Enoch was very important, amen.
Right.
And the Bible said that Enoch walked with God. Hallelujah. You can tell a lot about a man all in who he hangs out with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My mom always taught me to hang out with the good crowd, praise God. My mom always said it like this, the Word of God is real similar to this, but my mom always said if you hang around bad folks, it'll rub off on you.
Yeah.
Amen. Bible's got something similar to that. He said, he's talking about a bad company will corrupt good manners. Amen.
Right.
If you hang around with bad company, praise God. But I want you to look here. Enoch hung around with some great people, praise God. Amen. Enoch is hanging around with Abel. Amen. Enoch hung around with Noah, praise God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 5, and even verse number 11 tells us that Enoch walked with God. Amen. It told us that Noah, amen, was working for God, and it tells us that Abel was worshiping God. Amen.
Right, right.
And did you know that the Bible said that the Father seeketh such to worship him?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Great God in heaven. Now, there's a lot of reasons why one walks with God, but one major reason why we walk with God is to worship him. Hallelujah. Great God. I tell you, one of the greatest blessings I believe you can receive on this side of heaven is when you get in a spirit of worship.
Blessing, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When we get in a spirit of worship, amen. Praise God. What old Brother Bill Houston used to say, amen, when the book of Psalms would say, Selah, amen. Old Brother Bill Houston preached one time on Too Good to Talk About. Hallelujah. Amen. Selah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I tell you, when we get in that spirit of worship, it's just too good to talk about. Amen. I remember when I was seeking the Holy Ghost, my cousin Amanda, I'd aggravated her so much. Several of them had got the Holy Ghost before I did there growing up. And I said, I was aggravated, especially my cousin Amanda. We was close, only 3 days apart. Amen. My mom jokes, she said, my Aunt Patsy was wheeling out of the hospital when they was wheeling her in. Amanda was in her arms and I was still in the belly. We was just a couple days apart. I said, Amanda, tell me how to get the Holy Ghost. And finally, she got aggravated at me a little bit. And she said, Jason, I can't tell you. I can just only tell you, you got to want it more than anything. Hallelujah. And that's the way worship is. When we say, God, I want to get in your presence more than anything. I tell you, there ain't nothing like it. Hallelujah. To get in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. God desires our worship. Did you know that? Amen. I'm going to get into some deep stuff, and I don't want to lose anybody, and I don't want to get too in-depth here, so I'm going to try to take my time. But did you know that we were created, amen, the angels in heaven were created. That's the only job they had, is to worship God. Amen. We were created to worship him, but we have an option. Amen. God will not make you worship him. We worship him because we want to. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, Brother Isla, look at a crowd. I look at a crowd of folks, and through the years, not so much now. I feel like I've grown in the Lord through the years, but used to I'd look out over a crowd when the Lord would get to moving, and folks sitting there dry, amen, not worshiping God, and I just kind of frustrated, and I think, why are they not worshiping God? Amen. It's all in the word worship. Amen. Worship. Hallelujah. Worship. Amen. I tell you, He means more to some than He does to others. Praise God. Oh, I tell you, God has been too good to me for me not to worship Him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. You might sit beside somebody in the house and they ain't been through as much as you have. Amen. They ain't been on the bottom, and God bring them up. They ain't been out there in the world and in the gutter of sin like Jesus asked them one time. Remember, Jesus asked them disciples, He gave them that scenario, and He said, amen, who loves the Lord? And He said, I imagine that the one that got forgiven the most, that's who loves Him most. Who's going to worship God? I imagine that one that puts a lot of worth in it. Amen. That one that says, God, You mean more to me than anything in this world. That's the one that's going to come to church and worship Him. Praise God. Oh, I'd like to tell us, He's been too good to me for me not to worship Him. Hallelujah. I said He's worthy of our worship. Amen. He desires our worship. Oh, yes. Not only does He desire it, but He deserves our worship.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
Yes.
And lastly, He demands our worship. If you're a child of God, you will worship Him.
That's right.
Yes. Somebody said, I ain't that emotional kind. Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but you ain't never been in love. Amen. Hey, I ain't never met one person that's ever been in love that didn't get emotional. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you fell in love before you got married, great God, you went out and bought some roses. Oh, yes. Amen. I remember saying, aggravates me all the time. We stopped by a gas station years ago. I was hitting around going down the road. I said, what's your favorite candy bar? She said, and it dates us a lot. She said, a Mars bar. Amen. Anybody remember Mars bar? They ain't made them in years. Amen. Hey, great God. She said, so I stopped by a gas station. I said, I gotta go in here a minute. I went in there and I got her a bottle of pop. I've been fatting her up ever since. And I got her a Mars bar. Amen. You know why? I wanted to impress her, amen. Thank God. I wanted to impress her, thank God. I loved her, amen. Let me tell you something. If you really love somebody, you'll get emotional. Somebody said, I'm not that emotional type. Be honest with you, I'm not that much emotional either. But when I get to feeling the third person of the Godhead come down, I get emotional. You know why? Because I love Him. He picked me up out of the muck and the mire of sin, and He put my feet on a solid rock. And I said, I gotta worship Him because He's been too good to me. Amen. I gotta get to my text here. Oh, God desires our worship. He deserves our worship. He demands our worship.
Right.
John 4:24 said,
bless Him, Lord.
God is a spirit.
Touch Him, Lord.
And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Right. Thank You, Lord.
Now, there's some things you must do.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You didn't know this was in there so many times. Listen to this. Samuel, 2 Samuel 23:3, God, the God of Israel said, amen, the rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just and rule in the fear of God. Luke 2:49 said, and he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about the Father's business?
Yeah.
John 3:14 said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. There's some things has to happen. Amen. Matthew 16:21 said, from that time forth began Jesus to show Himself unto His disciples, how that He must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things. Luke 19 and 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked. I lost my place. I need glasses. Amen. Jesus came to the place. He looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in your house. It had to happen. John 9, 4 said, I must work the works of him that sent me. Thank God for these things that must happen. Lastly, in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, if you catch me worshiping God and I get a little out of order, thank God you just think, man, God's been good to old Jason. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I said, God has been good to me. Oh, yes. I got to move on here. Amen. Listen to this. God didn't just give us, save us to take us to heaven. If that's the case, he either kills you when he saved you. But he saved us to enlist us in the army of the Lord. And when you get enlisted, you're going to enlist some folks that aren't enlisted. Amen. You get excited about this thing. Look at old Brother Jonathan, might know Luis out. And then old Luis gets excited, and I've heard he might bring one with him. That's the way it happens. If you get excited enough, somebody will come along with you, and they'll say, man, I'm coming to see what's going on down here where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to get excited about what's going on. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, let's move on here. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:58 said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me tell you something. Nothing you do for God is in vain. Hallelujah. Oh, no. Hallelujah. God's keeping record. Let me tell you something. Matthew said, as much as a cold cup of water given in his name, he said, I've got record of it. God knows everything. I don't know all the details, Brother Kevin, but he's telling me about a fellow in the back of his vehicle the other day, and he got to witness to, and he got saved. Hallelujah. Hey, God's pleased with that. I said, God is pleased with that. Isn't it, church? Is anybody excited about a soul getting saved? I said, God is pleased with that. Amen. Oh, yes. A million people died. Over a million people died with the coronavirus, and we're still alive. I said, God has been good to us. Hey, last summer at some point, my heart was functioning down about 30% or so, but I'm still alive. I'm about to feel like taking a run. Hey, church, I come to tell you, he's been too good to you. Amen. I said he's been too good to us for us to sit with our hands hung down and our head hung down. Come on, in the muddy grubs, come to church. Ain't got nothing to praise him. Come to church with a sour face and a sour heart. Hey, amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Now, I don't want to hold you real long here, but if you want to, I've already got mine highlighted, but if you want to early up in this chapter, amen, I want you to look at this. At chapter number 5 in the book of Genesis, man, ain't that getting on, Sister Kathy here? Amen. But she likes reading obituaries. I never was one to do that, but I'm glad she does, because anytime somebody I know for dies, she lets me know. Amen. And anytime anybody dies that I need to keep track of, she lets me know who died. Amen. Well, chapter number 5 of the book of Genesis is an obituary column. Oh, yes. Amen. And the Bible said in 5th chapter, this is the book of the generation of Adam. Amen. And it said that Adam lived and Adam died. Skip a few verses. And it said that Seth lived, and guess what? It tells his children and how many years he lived. and Seth died. Oh yes, Lord, how about for that preaching here? And then it gets down to Enoch, or Enos rather, with an S. He lived 90 years and begat Cainai, and guess what? Enos died. And Anan lived, amen, and guess what? I can tell you how many years he lived and who his children was, but guess what? He died, right? Verse 15, Mahaliel, amen, lived several years and begat children. Guess what? His obituary said he died. Wow. It gets down to Jared. Look there. And Jared lived, tells how many hundred years and whose children he begat, and he died. Well, we got to skip this one because, and he said, and Enoch lived. Oh, yes. Get some of my text. But guess what? Enoch never died. We're going to get to this in a minute. Really, the meat of the message is why Enoch never died. And I already give it to you. He walked with God, right? But skip that and get down there to Methuselah. And Methuselah lived, longest man that ever lived in the Word of God, 969 years. Almost lived a millennial. He almost lived, Brother Tommy, to that day that Jesus said, 1,000 years is as a day with the Lord. He almost made it to the millennial, but he died at 969 years. And he said, Lamech lived, and Lamech died, and Noah lived, and Noah died. Thank God, amen. This was the, amen, the genealogy of Adam. Guess what? Adam's family died. But like shouting.
Come on.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15 and 22 said, for as in Adam, everybody died.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. But even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Aren't you glad for the second Adam? Aren't you glad for Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. Amen. I said, hey, Matthew chapter 1 and 1 said in the now Matthew 5, Genesis 5 was the generations of Adam. But in Matthew, we find the generations of Jesus Christ. Jesus' lineage is opposite of Adam. For John 1 and 4 said, in him was life. Hey, I've got to feel like shouting here. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave him his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Oh, John 10 and 10 said, the thief cometh but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life. Hey, I make a Presbyterian shout. Glory to God. John 25 said, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Aren't you glad that Adam's family died, but Jesus, amen, come to make alive? So I come to tell us, if you're part of the Adam's family, you better change names and you better become a son of Jesus. May God, he come to make us live.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So the Bible said that Enoch was not.
But God took him.
He didn't die.
Yeah.
I had another paperback I was going to print off, and I must have forgot to print it. It was great. I like studying Mattoon. And Mattoon had the seven first generations from Adam down to Seth, and, or all the way down to the seventh generation. Amen. And he gave the name of the years. A lot of them elder men died, and that's another message in itself. A lot of them lived 900 some years.
Yeah.
800, 900 years. Hallelujah. Now, I believe, I'm one of those that believe that there was great technological advances before the time of Noah, before the great flood. I believe that.
Yeah.
Amen. If you believe they lived like a caveman, that's up to you. But I tell you what, they had agriculture.
Yeah.
All the way back in the book of Genesis, they had music.
Yeah.
They had stringed instruments.
Yeah.
They had metal. They had iron ore.
Yeah.
They were technologically advanced before the time of the flood. I believe it with all my heart. Hallelujah. But they lived, amen, in Adam's days, 900, 800 plus, 900 years. You know why? Because the earth was still pure. There still wasn't near sickness and all the disease that man has created down through the years. But oh God, we get to Enoch, and the Bible said that Enoch didn't die. Hey, amen. I know we're not going to live forever. Matter of fact, amen, we don't know how many days we have left. But Brother Tommy, if I'm looking at a man that didn't die, I remember talking to your dad, 90-some years old. I was interested in how a man lived so long. I thought he ate like a health nut. Amen, didn't eat nothing. I found out he ate bacon every day of his life. So you know the best way I know to live and never die. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you what I believe happened. Amen. He walked with God. And he lived 65 years. And he begat Methuselah. I never seen this before. Amen. But I want you to look at this. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. Hallelujah. 300 years. And he begat sons and daughters. Let me tell you something. When God wants you to know something, he'll tell you. But oh, when he really wants you to know something, he'll tell you twice. Hallelujah. He didn't walk with God after he begat Methuselah. Verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Verse 24. Here it is again. And Enoch walked with God two times, God said. And he was not, for I took him. Why did he live forever? Because he walked with God. And I come to tell us, if you want to be prosperous, if you want to have God in your life, if we want to have God in this church, we got to walk with him. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And he walked with God. What is the meaning of this? I tell you, the meaning of is walking with God. There's harmony when you walk with God.
That's right.
Amos 3 and 3 said, can two walk together except they, amen, be agreed. Oh yes, I need to agree, amen, with God. Oh yes, you ever played that little game where you tie two people's legs together and they got to run in a race? Oh yeah, it's kind of difficult until you get together. Amen. If they tie our right legs, Brother George, we got to move our right legs together. And then our left legs, you got to be together. And let me tell you something. If we're going to have the victory around here, we got to get together with God. Hallelujah. And we got to see like God sees. You know, this world today, they don't see like God sees. For the Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from unrighteousness. Confess and agree with God that, you know, we changed the name of sin. Oh yes, it's no longer adultery today. Amen. It's an affair. Oh yes, but the Bible calls it a sin, and it stinks in the nostrils of God. Anybody gonna help me preach in this house tonight? Amen. God calls homosexuality a sin. And he said, when a man or a woman loses and leaves the unnatural use of the body, it's an abomination. But today's society calls it an altered lifestyle. Amen. Well, yeah, I tell you, the problem is we don't agree with God. Amen. And if you're going to walk with God, you got to agree with God. Enoch walked with God. He believed God. He believed what God said. And he wasn't agreeable with God.
Yes. Yes.
We no longer call it fornication.
Oh,
we call it dating.
Come on.
We no longer say sin is wickedness. Amen. We call it weakness, but God calls it wickedness. Oh, hallelujah. We say it's a defect, but God said it's a disease. Amen. Whatever God says, my sin is, that's what it is. I must agree with God.
Right?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Let me tell you something.
We can't remain, amen, with the thoughts and the minds and the imagination and the agreement with God. Amen. If you're going to walk with God, you're going to be in agreement with God.
Right.
Bro. Come on.
Walking with God means you're going places. You can't keep lying. Amen. Walk with God. You can't cheat, steal, murder. You can't do none of that.
Come on.
And walk with God.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. My. Am I going to get any help in this house tonight? Amen. You can't have that same old nasty attitude and walk with God. You can't take that same old, amen, position against everything God stands for. You stand against and be walking with God. Somebody better pray for me in this house. Great God. Hey, sometimes you can't walk with the same crowd. You got to leave them alone and say, I'm going on with God. Oh, I believe they had friends and said, Enoch, why don't you hang out with us? Why don't you come down to the places of fun? Enoch said, it's my day. It's my time to walk with God. And some of you listen to me in this house. If you're ever going to get to where God wants you, and if you're ever going to get to where you need to be spiritually, you got to leave some folks behind. Hey, I said you got to leave some company behind and say, no, I'm walking with God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah.
This little illustration, don't fall out with me.
Truth, Lord.
I like it. I don't know if you like it. But it said these two women were on their way to the train station. Amen. And one woman was just dressed in comfortable clothes where she could walk real good. Amen. And the other lady had on tight clothes. She was all dolled up like she was going to a ballroom. And here they were walking to the train station to catch the train until a dog got after them. Hallelujah. Well, the lady that was dressed comfortable ran, and she caught the train. The lady that was in the tight apparel and all dolled up, she couldn't get away from the dog. So she had to stop and fight the dogs. Hallelujah. You know, some of us can't get to the train station where we need to be because we're too busy fighting dogs. God don't want you fighting dogs. He wants you walking with him. Hallelujah. You can't fly with eagles, amen, when you're running in the barnyard with turkeys. I said, God has called us to a higher calling. You can't run elbows in the world. You got to turn loose of that stuff and let God clean you up and let God sanctify your heart and walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
Yes, God.
You think you can handle a little more?
Come on.
And when I know you can. Hey, God. After last week, hallelujah. And when we walk with God,
we have God's presence.
Yes, we do. Yes. Yes.
Come on.
Yes, we do.
I can preach out here for a while, Brother Ronnie. Joseph. I know I love Joseph, and some of you. No, I love Joseph. I ain't going to preach all Joseph, but I want you to look at Joseph. Look at Joseph's life. You know the story I told you to. His brother sold him.
Yeah.
Brother, they was going to kill him. Throwed him in the pit. Yeah. They said, no. Finally, I think it was Reuben stood up and said, no, let's don't kill him. Let's sell him. Let's send him down to Egypt. Let's get him out here. Some Ishmaelite slave traders came by, give a purchase of an old maimed slave price for him, and they sold him down to Egypt. He gets down to Egypt, looked like things turned for the better. Potiphar purchased him. Potiphar's going on business. He's in Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife accuses him. Amen. Of sexual immorality. So you know what happened? Amen. He left his coat. She grabbed hold of his coat, but he said, no, I'm getting out of here. He left his coat behind and ran. Out. He lost his coat, but he kept his character.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Her husband gets home and she says, look what Joseph tried to do. Joseph tried to force me. And then, oh, we get in trouble, we get sent down to the dungeon. It don't look like things could get any worse. But guess what? But the Bible said, but the Lord was with Joseph. Hallelujah. And when you got the presence of God, you can withstand hell and high water. I said, when you got the presence of God, you can walk with God. When you got the presence of God, you can stand with and for God in the midst of a dark generation, in the midst of a time where sin, amen, that abound. Hey, in the dark, you can walk with God as long as God's with us.
David said,
hey, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm talking about the presence of God. I'm talking about God being with us. Is there anybody in this house who would like to say, God, I need your presence. I need your presence in my life. Oh, God, I need you every day of my life.
Yes, God. Yes.
So, I want you to look at this. Amen. Any cats of motivation, 65 years. Some of you didn't get your Bibles ready here. 65 years. And he begat Methuselah. And the Bible said after he begat Methuselah, he walked with God. He had some motivation, Brother Ronnie. If you're going to raise a family in today's time, you better hope you're walking with God.
Amen.
Oh, God. If you've got little children looking to you, you better hope you're walking with God. Oh, yes. Listen to this. Amen. Oh, I think Oenoch said, I've got to raise a family, and I've got to walk with God. Amen. Genesis 2 and 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Oh yeah, that's right. Amen. That's what makes us one. Amen. We're one and the same with our companion. The same as Jesus and the Father have a oneness about them. The Father and the Son, they agree as one. And the Holy Ghost, the same as when you leave mom and dad and you cleave unto your wife, you become one. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for those of you that are married that God gave you a soul companion that you could face life together with?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception in sorrow, that thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. God designed the home to be ruled as a head of that home as the man. Oh yes. Amen. That's the way God designed it. Amen. And when we get that order out of sorts, let me tell you something. We get out of the will of God. Amen. For I'm going to read it to you in the New Testament in a minute. But God designed Christ to be head of the church. Amen. Jesus is the head of this church. Amen. This army of the Lord, Jesus is the head. And next to the head, amen, the general Jesus is the man. And the man is the head of the household. Amen. And then after that husband, amen, which was the head, amen. You know why that God ordained things this way? Because man thinketh with his head. Man thinketh with reason. But the mother thinketh with her heart. And God said, in that family, it's got to have a head and it's got to have a heart. Glory to God. Now before you tighten up on me too much, that's the way I believe it. But there you won't find one verse. You won't find one tit, amen, jit or tittle, where the Bible said that a man was made any greater than a woman. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope I got a little bit of help here. Amen. We get this hogwash filled up in our head that a man, amen, is up here and a woman's like a slave. You won't find that. from Genesis to Revelation. But God made the man the head of the house to rule that house. Why do women be put in that position? I'll tell you why. Because they got a lazy, slouchy man that won't become a man and rule his house. And if you won't rule that house, amen, that woman will.
But it was never the plan of God.
Never.
Come on, you're right.
Woo! That's God.
You're right.
Yes.
Come on.
I said it was never the plan of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Ooh. I better get back to walking with God, hadn't I? Amen. Let's see what Ephesians said. Amen. God designed a home for a head and a heart. And if you got two heads, you got a monster.
Whoa.
And if you got two hearts, you got a monster. God give every home a head
right.
and a heart. Glory to God. Ephesians, let's see what the New Testament says.
Hello.
You get mad at me all you want. And to be honest with you, at this moment, it doesn't bother me one bit because I'm preaching the Word of God. And you better turn your Bible to it. If you don't believe this, then you don't want to walk with God. If you don't believe this, then you don't believe God or His Word. Amen. Ephesians 5:21.
Yeah.
Come on.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, some of you ain't going to like this, but this word submit right here, amen. You know what it means? It means second in command. Hallelujah. When you submit, you say, husband, amen, I'm trusting you to protect me.
Right.
I'm trusting you to protect this house. I'm trusting you to protect our children and our family. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And God said, and when you submit unto that husband for him to be the head of that house, in turn, I'm going to give you love. Amen. For that home, you're still going to be the heart of that house. Amen. The peace giver and the peacemaker. Yeah, that's what the woman is in the house. She brings peace. Hey, God, she brings love. She brings joy into that house. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband, here it is again, is the head of the wife.
Right.
Come on.
Even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Let me tell you men something. In order for you to lead your house, you have to be under the authority of God. You've got to be walking with God.
Right.
Come on.
Woo. Yes, sir.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear that?
Come on, brother.
You got to walk with God.
Yeah.
If you want to be the head of that house and lead that house and lead that family in the way that God wants, you got to be walking with God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Glory, glory. Let's get some more of it here. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
Right.
And he gave himself for it. Jesus loved the church so much that he gave his life for it. And that's the way a husband would do the same. He would lay down his life for that wife and for that family. All right, let's get some more later on there in verse 33, 5 and 33, Ephesians. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. Once again here, amen. There's really no more greater importance. Here's the myth I'm trying to bust tonight. The man's the head of the house. Amen. The woman is the heart of the house. The man is not worth more, what I'm trying to say. He ain't worth more salt than the woman is. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. Hallelujah. Woo! What does that mean? For her to respect that husband. Amen. That's what a man likes. A man wants respect. And a woman wants love. That's the way God designed us. That's the way God made us. Amen. And if your family's out of kilter, I tell you, sir, you better start loving her. And ma'am, you better start respecting him. Amen. And until you do that, it's not going to operate like God designed it to.
Amen. need
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I think we need to pray. Let's raise a hand and ask God to help us here. God.
Yes,
Lord, help us in this house. In my closing remarks, I felt this on my heart. Lord, I pray that somebody get a hold of this tonight and get this in their heart. In the name of Jesus, let it go out and not return void. All right. We can't stop there. But Brother Ronnie, at 5:33 goes right on in to Ephesians 6:1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Listen to me, all you kids that's old enough to listen. When mom and dad tells you to do something, that's what you do. You don't say why. You don't say how come. You don't say Johnny don't have to. You say mom and dad said do it, and they're my boss. Johnny or Susie up the street ain't my boss. But if mom and dad says do it, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
Yes, God.
Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. A lot of people dying before their days today. Why?
Right.
Because they disobey mom and dad.
Right.
Why? Because they don't honor their mother and their father.
Right.
Oh, God. Jesus. Amen. Oh, fear caused. Amen. Moving on to Enoch. Fear caused him. Amen. Before I move on here, husband, wife, mom, dad, follow the Lord. Walk with God, and he'll turn the family situation around. He has to. It's his word. Amen. Husband, if you'll love that wife. Amen. Wife, if you'll respect that husband, God will turn it around.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he will.
So, lastly here, my closing remarks. Brother Ronnie, fear caused Enoch to walk with God.
Right.
Family caused him. Family. He had a family.
Yeah.
He said, I got to work with God.
Holy God.
He had fear. Why? I've said this in his and bits and pieces through the years. I've never brought all this out in a message. I'll tell you why. Because Methuselah's name meant, amen, when he is gone,
yeah,
it will come.
Yes.
That's it.
When he is gone, it's going to be sent. His life represented 2 Peter 3:9. Listen to me here. This is very important to the Word of God. I want you to follow up with me. I want you to make sure I'm telling you the truth. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. Aren't you glad that God's long-suffering?
Right.
Amen.
Methuselah's life represented the long-suffering love of God. Hallelujah. He lived 969 years longer than any man ever lived. Why? Because God said, after Methuselah dies, I'm going to send judgment upon this earth.
Yep.
After Methuselah died, amen, I believe, and I'm getting ready to prove it to you, but I believe that the very day Methuselah died, the raindrops start coming down out of heaven. Amen. Which started the great flood, which destroyed this earth in Noah's day.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Listen to me here. Amen. Jude said that Enoch was a prophet. Amen. I believe Enoch went to God one day while he was walking with God. And he said, God, I hear you're going to destroy this world. I hear you're going to destroy it. When are you going to do it? Hallelujah. Amen. When are you going to destroy this world? And I believe God said, after Methuselah, after this, it shall come. After this, amen, it shall come. And Methuselah, Genesis chapter 5, write this down. Genesis chapter 5, verses 25. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and he begat Lamech. Write down 187. Amen. Amen. And then Genesis 5:28. And Lamech lived 182 years, and he begat a son, 182.
plus 187 is 369 years. And then we got to go to Genesis chapter 7. So we got 369 years. Now we got to learn how old Noah was when the flood came. And you've got your number from the time that Enoch, amen, walked with God and Methuselah was born. Amen. God said, I love them so much that I'm going to give them 969 years to repent of their sin and turn from their wicked ways. Genesis 7 and verse number 11. And in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the seventh day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the deep had broken up and the windows of heaven were opened. 600 plus 369 is 969 years. The day that Methuselah died, the flood opened up and the heavens opened up and God destroyed this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Enoch walked with God because of fear. He knew God was going to destroy the world with water.
And lastly, he had faith.
Yes.
Hebrews 11 and 5 said, by faith Enoch was translated.
Thank you, Lord.
That he should not see death.
Hallelujah.
And he was not found because God translated him. Genesis said God took him. For before the translation, he had this testimony.
Help me.
That he pleased God. That he walked with God. Stand with me in this house. That he walked with God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. And the evidence of things not seen. Oh, yes. So Romans said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why when we come to church, you are not sitting beside a gossiper. He might talk you right out of faith. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Right.
Amen. That's why we come to church. That's why it's so important, Brother Earl, to come to the house of God. Right. We get faith from the spoken word of God.
Right.
We get faith from the preached word of God. Oh, yes. Right. The word, amen, will be something you can stand on. Amen. When the world falls apart, you can stand on the word of God.
That's right.
I'm going to leave you with a little illustration. Science came across one day and was having a conversation with faith. Hallelujah. And faith, amen. And science went walking down, and science said, hold it just a minute, faith. Right here, you see these flowers, and you see all the flowers of the earth, and he got to naming them. Amen. There's the great God, the daisy, and there's the rhododendron, and there, you name it, you know flowers better. And he got to naming all them flowers, and he said, look at all them flowers. I can name every flower on the planet. That's what science can do.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, let's go on down here to the forest. And science took faith down to the forest and said, look over at that big oak tree. Look over there to pine tree. Look over there to poplar tree. And he got to naming all the trees. He said, that's what science can do. It can name all the trees. And while they were walking, there was a big rock in the road. And science said, stop, faith, stop. Look right here. I can tell you how old this rock is. I can give you the very date, amen, of how old it is. Hey, God. Woo! But oh, they walked a little farther and they got to the edge of the sea. Amen. Did you know there's parts of the sea that man can't even explore because it's too deep to get to? Science can't even explain the depths of the sea. And science looked at faith and said, I'm sorry, but this right here is as far as I can go. So, amen, faith looked at science and said, oh, let's go back. Let's go back to where we started and you follow me. And he looked over the flowers and he said, you forgot a couple. Amen. You never mentioned the lily of the valley and the rose of Sharon. Hey, hallelujah. He went on down to the forest and he said, you forgot a tree. You said you knew all the trees and you listed them, but you forgot that tree of life. Hallelujah.
old that rock was. But you didn't tell me about the rock of ages. Hallelujah. He got down to that body of water. I'm talking about faith here tonight. That faith got walking out on that water. And Silas looked at him and said, how are you doing that? Where are you going? And faith said, I can stand on the word of God, for his word is sure and his word is true. Hey, I come to tell us, I don't know about you. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to believe God for my family. I'm going to believe God for my church. I'm going to believe God for revival. I'm going to believe God for a move of God in this hour.
Yes.
Raise your hand here and let's ask God to move on this Thursday night, Lord. I preach to you the best of my ability right here tonight. I preach to you people, but I preach to these folks that learn on my heart. I pray that something that was said or done here would sink into a heart. God, maybe a heart will be changed in this house. Something that was said from your precious word will change a heart right here tonight. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now we got to take what was spoken and we got to apply it to our hearts. Does anybody want to get up here in this altar and say, oh, Brother Jason, I want to walk with God. Amen. I want to walk with God. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to walk with him. My family's, we're going to walk with God.
Yes.
My church, we're going to walk with God. Oh, I got to apply it to my heart. I got to keep the devil out. I got to keep the world out. I got to learn to walk with God.
Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, God.